tell me a bit more about what has worked in terms of building trust. What are the conditions that you're creating for that?
I think continuity.
Yeah, and I think because people haven't engaged to get somebody's trust, you can't give them time. It's all about time, isn't it?
Time.
How many, if you look at how much time you give somebody rather than perhaps completing forms. So certainly at Highwater House, every opportunity we can get to have a cup of coffee with somebody, even if it's just sitting next to them and they don't want to engage at that time, it's great because they get used to us being in the room. We will not eat our meals separate from our residents. It's all together. Teams, all the team eat with the residents. We have no office after 5 o'clock. It's all closed and we all go down to the activity room, sit and have a game of cards. Some might want to sit at the back and watch TV, but they get used. Some may not come in. They might look round the corner at first and think, okay. But the next night they might come in and they might just sit in that corner. Then you can perhaps sit next to them, having a game of cards. How are you? Where are you from? Start engaging in those conversations. But it is all about time. You have got to give people time. And that can take months. It can really take months. Can't it?
We had one gentleman that used to come up here and he used to just walk in, get a coffee from the machine, sit down with his head down, and he never spoke to anybody. But it was difficult to even know his name. Yeah. No one knew his name. And then one day I said, I'm going to put out for some new volunteer members on the board. So I put up a poster in it, who would like to be a volunteer member. And this particular chap put his name down. We were all like, he's put his name down, like surprised. Anyhow, so I spoke to him and we arranged for him to come and start doing volunteer membering. A week later, he came in, he went to the shop, he bought himself some new clothes and he came in. And to this day, he's still working 2 days a week on the desk, answering the phone, talking to everybody. In fact, he probably manages the place. It's so good.
It's great. Yeah. And I think it's about that normality. We relax the professional image because they don't respond well to professionals because usually they've had quite negative experiences. So we do, it's been friendly even though they're not friends, but we listen. We're just ourselves, aren't we?
Yeah.
So it's not like they've been interviewed by someone. We all gel together. You could walk in and not know who is a team member.
Yeah.
We don't have uniforms. It's a little family unit in there.
Yeah.